Hi, and welcome to the podcast, Aligned with Paige Schmidt. Here you will learn real, practical actions you can start taking today to help you become the calm, present, happy version of yourself that you dream about. And as always, you can take your growth to the next level with my personalized program, Aligned Coaching. Learn more about it at the end of today's episode. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode. I'm so excited because today is the 100th episode of the podcast. I started this podcast in the beginning of 2021. It had been a dream of mine for so long, and I still remember those first couple of months of like brain dumping on a sheet of paper, what are all the things that have to happen before a podcast episode starts? And then I took all of those things, I plugged them into my calendar. This is the way I do my to-do lists. I open up the calendar, I take the sheet of paper that I just brain dumped on, and I give everything a place so that I know when it's going to happen. And I plug everything in as a result. So instead of like work on podcast episode, it will say record podcast episode. And then another task at a different time will say edit and schedule the episode and so on. And so I so vividly remember that time of starting this podcast. It was right before Sayla was born, just a couple months. I wanted to get everything out there and launched. And it was the same time that I took what was previously called the Growth Vault, which was like a once a month group coaching call with some courses within the program, to I transformed it to Aligned Coaching, which has become this great space for robust coaching, weekly coaching, and it has grown. And I've got a group of women there that I love, and I love coaching so much. So that was a little over 2 years ago today, and we are at our 100th episode. So I wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. This has been such a fun adventure to do and to add in to my business. I have loved podcasting to all of you, and I'm going to continue to podcast with all of you and talk with all of you here because it's such a fun space to do that. Before we jump into today's episode, there are a few things that I want to update you on and share with you. First, we have a 5-day Joyful Living Kickstart starting this coming Monday. So March 20th, which is also the first day of spring, in your inbox for 5 days, I will be sending you little daily challenges that each have one action that you can focus on that day to increase your joy. So I want you to think of in your life, brightening up your life, adding in more joy, being more present in your right now, real life, enjoying it more right away, not having to change all your circumstances, not having to meet any goals until you feel happier, but literally right now feeling more joyful in your daily life. We're going to do that for 5 days, 5 daily emails with one action that you can do in each email, and new ways of thinking that are going to leave you feeling inspired and excited to get out there and increase the joy in your life. So I want you to sign up for that. Make sure you are signed up for that. Go to paigeschmidt.com/kickstart, sign up right there, and you'll get your first email on March the 20th. If you're listening to this after March 20th, don't worry, you can still go to paigeschmidt.com/kickstart and sign up. It will just be there happening at, 5 days from the time that you start until you're done. So if you want to do it live, sign up on the 20th. If you don't care about doing it live and you're going to do this later, you're listening to this later, go ahead and sign up anytime at paigeschmidt.com/kickstart. And I'll put the link down below in the show notes. The next thing I want to update you on is that I am currently taking a 3-month semi-sabbatical. So I say semi-sabbatical because I'm still focused in my business on 3 things right now in this current season: one-on-one coaching, the podcast, and emails with all of you, emailing my list. If you're not on my email list, go to paigeschmidt.com, scroll to the bottom, and subscribe for weekly emails and inspiration from me to live a more joyful life. Practical actions you can start taking today to live a more joyful life. So why am I taking this 3-month semi-sabbatical? Well, I'll tell you, it's because I was craving space, just space to create inspiration, to get refreshed, and to come back 3 months from now with everything that I visualize for my business. I've got all these ideas, and it's like I just needed, it's like when you clear your desk when you want to get super focused. It's like I needed to clear the desk, clear the to-dos, and sit down and get focused and create this next chapter of my business and come back brighter and more excited and refreshed than ever. So I'm currently in that. I am enjoying it so much. This last week, I have been on social media less. I'm trying to consume that type of content less, but I have been immersing myself in books, in journaling, in inspiring podcast episodes, in my own coaching and therapy and all of the things to grow myself. And I am enjoying it so much. I love growth. I love growth that helps me become more of the woman that I want to be, both professionally and personally. And I'm feeling so energized by it. I feel like I'm like in this little growth cave almost, where I'm just super intentionally listening and learning and getting refreshed. And I'm going to come out, okay, maybe not a cave, maybe like a cocoon. I'm gonna get to have this like metamorphosis where I come out and it's like butterfly time and I can spread the wings and fly. And you can all come with me on that journey in what we're creating next for coaching. So I'll continue to update you on the podcast with how that 3-month semi-sabbatical is going. If you are someone who's interested in one-on-one coaching, now is the perfect time to reach out and ask me about one-on-one coaching. I opened up 5 spaces just recently. 3 of those are already full, but there are a couple spaces left. If you are someone who has been thinking, I would really like to have a life coach to help me live as the best version of myself. If you have goals that you would like to reach, if you'd like a space to come and just brain dump everything that's going through your head, talk about it with a coach, get it all organized and put it back together so you can move forward. Coaches are great at that. Coaches are here to help you move forward from where you are to where you want to be. So I would love to talk about supporting you as well. Okay, what else? We have episode 100 that we're celebrating. I updated you on the 3-month sabbatical, and I just shared with you about the 5-day joyful living kickstart that you want to make sure to sign up for, paigeschmidt.com/kickstart, and we will be starting that on the 20th. So I will see you in your inbox on the 20th, first day of spring. I can't wait to be there with you, full of bright energy and ready to help you kickstart your next chapter of joyful living. All right, let's jump into the episode on consistency, which is absolutely a habit that will help you to cultivate a more joyful life. I want to call this episode The Power of Consistency, but I could also call it The Gift of Consistency, because there are so many benefits of being consistent with the things that you value most, like building your self-confidence, trusting yourself more. I mean, even building your joy. When you see yourself being consistent with the things you value the most, the things you care about the most, the things that leave you feeling best, you see yourself being consistent with those things for a period of time, let's say like 3 months. I feel like 3 months is like a golden token point where you see yourself doing something consistently for that period of time and you're continuing. It's not like 3 months and done. It's like, wow, I've been doing this for 3 months. It's feeling easy. It's feeling consistent. I love doing this thing. I'm starting to notice the benefits of this thing and I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling so proud of myself for doing this, for showing up in this way, for living in this way, for loving in this way. And you see that you've done that. You're honoring what you know you want to do. You're being the woman you want to be. When you see yourself doing that over a period of time, it feels so good. It's so empowering. It makes you start to think, wow, what else do I want to do? What else would feel really good? These things are feeling so great. What else would leave me feeling this good? What else would have this kind of impact on my life? And then it's like your mind opens up to a whole new world of feeling good, and you get to keep doing these things, and it just kind of eggs you on to the next thing in the best possible way. And it gives you this momentum to keep making choices that leave you feeling good. And I want you to just think about that for a second. Think back to any season of your life where you have known what would leave you feeling good, and then you do that thing consistently for a period of time. How has that felt for you? And what are some of those areas that you've experienced that in? And where now, as of today and moving forward, looking forward, where else would you love to experience this? I want you to think of someone in your life who you view as a person who is really consistent. What is it that sticks out to you about that person being really consistent? What do you admire about them? What things are they consistent with? That might show you some of the things that you really want to be consistent with. So here are a few things that have helped me with consistency. Number one, let it be easy. What is the thing you want to be consistent with? Let's say it's home cooking. The next question is, how can I make this easy? And even like, what would leave me feeling good? And how can I make that easy, right? We don't just want to say, okay, I want to cook at home to feel better. What's easy? Okay, I'm just going to microwave Hungry Man every night, right? If that's not what's going to leave us feeling good, those things don't match. That's not going to benefit you. However, if you say, okay, I want to cook at home, what would leave me feeling good? Really simple, healthy, home-cooked meals, okay? I want to do that every night. I just want to build a habit of consistency with cooking food at home. Then you can ask yourself, well, what would be easy? I always think like 5 ingredients or less. These are 2 things I learned in nutrition school when I was going to school to be a health coach. 5 ingredients or less, and then cook once, eat twice, or cook once, eat multiple times, which means you make one meal and it makes, say, 8 servings instead of just 2 servings that you and your spouse are going to eat that night and then be done with, and then you have to cook again for lunch and dinner the next day. Instead, cook once, make 8 servings, now you've got lunch for the rest of the week as well as dinner tonight, right? So awesome. The second thing is don't overcomplicate. I want you to think about when you want to do something new and you do deeply want it. You want to start exercising. You want to start eating at home. You want to start getting dressed each day. You want to start flossing. You want to start, doing some certain thing in your routine, and you really do want it, which is why you're thinking about it. But then you go into this process of overcomplicating. You like clear every single item out of your pantry. You clear out the whole house of the quote unquote bad foods. You go shopping for all the new foods. You go on Pinterest and you get these like elaborate recipes. You go and shop for all these ingredients you've never heard of before. You start cooking meals. They take like an hour and a half to cook. And by the end of a week or two, you're so burnt out. You like cannot wait to be done with this. And it's most natural at that point to want to go back to what you were doing previously, because that was so much easier. That was what was working. Why in the heck did you think you wanted to cook at home in the first place, right? That's what our brains do. Same with like if you're trying not to drink, but you overcomplicate it and you overthink it and you put so much thought into, well, what are my friends going to think and how am I going to do this and how am I going to stick to this and am I going to stick to this and what about when we go to that brewery this weekend? And you overthink it and overcomplicate it and you make it feel so much bigger than it has to be. And all of a sudden it feels way too hard. It's like in a pressure cooker, right? You're like, I'm never going to be able to sustain this. So I'll just give up now. I'll quit early so that I don't disappoint myself later. All those types of overthinking and overcomplicating make consistency so super hard, and it makes it hard for us to stick to anything. So with consistency, it's important to find the easiest path to feeling good. It's important to not overcomplicate. And I even like the question, lately I've been thinking about this question that I heard on some podcast episode, maybe Brooke Castillo's, what's the craziest solution that might actually work? And I love that question. I actually don't know if that was Brooke Castillo's podcast. It was some podcast out there, but what's the craziest solution that might actually work? I think that is such a fun question. You guys know that I love the question because I did an episode on this back in December. What are the best possible outcomes that I could get from like reaching this goal? So if I want to be a runner, what are the best possible outcomes I could get from actually being a runner? Or if I want to be really great with money and have, you know, 6 months of expenses saved in a savings account? What are the best possible outcomes I could get from reaching that goal? And to really think about all the best possible outcomes, not just like, I'll benefit from running because I'll feel so healthy, or maybe I'll feel like in the best shape of my life, or I'll benefit from having 6 months of expenses saved in savings because I'll have 6 months of expenses saved. Like, that'll feel great. I'll have X amount of money in a savings account and that'll look great, right? It's not just that. It's who will I become on my way to saving 6 months of expenses in a savings account? Who will I become on my way to getting into a really consistent running habit, or cooking at home, or being really patient with my kids, or enjoying my spouse? Or let's say your goal is to really focus on saying positive, encouraging things about your spouse and uplifting them and seeing the very best in them and being their best encourager and their best supporter and believing in them and really listening to them and really highlighting like all of their best qualities and just enjoying the crap out of them, right? Let's say that's your goal and you were to ask yourself, what are the best possible outcomes I could get from that? I bet you could write a list like a mile long of here are all the wonderful things that I think would happen in maybe even in my spouse, but also in me as I start to see the very best in them and believe in them and build them up, right? You could totally think of so many awesome, best possible outcomes from doing that. Well, you can do that in any area. And so I love that question. What are the best possible outcomes that could come from doing this, meeting this goal? Also, what's the craziest solution that might actually work? And the question, what's the simplest solution that might actually work? What's the easiest solution that might actually work, that might actually give us some really huge and awesome benefits? Love thinking about those things. The other thing with consistency, so we have let it be easy, don't overcomplicate it. What's the simplest, craziest, or easiest solution that might actually work? The other thing is, how can I do the thing just as often as I can? I think when we do the thing each day and it just becomes part of a daily routine, or we aim to see where we would have space for the thing each day or each week. Some things don't need to happen every single day. For example, if you want to start a podcast and an episode needs to go out just once a week, you're not going to set a goal to record your podcast every single day. That would be like a once a week thing, right? But as often as I can, how often would it be necessary, or how often do I desire to do this thing? And what is the frequency at which I do something that would make it consistent? So for podcasting, the frequency at which I podcast would be once a week. If I can record a podcast once a week, that would make it consistent. That would feel great. Okay, for running, if I can aim for every day and ultimately land on 4 times a week, that would be awesome. For cooking at home, I want to eat at home, you know, 5 nights a week, and we have a couple nights where we go out. That feels great. That feels like balance. That feels exciting. Okay, cooking, you know, 3 to 4 of those nights and then having leftovers for lunch, that would feel great. Determine what amount of doing something would be consistency for you, and then just aim for it as often as you can, and aim for that ahead of time so that you're like ahead of yourself. I remember I used to do this with IIN when I was going to nutrition school to become a health coach. The modules would come out on Monday and I never wanted to fall behind, because I saw falling behind as like, I have this much work this week, and if I fall behind this week, then next Monday I'm going to have double the amount of work, and that's going to feel so overwhelming. And so I always wanted to be setting my future self up for success in like being done, being finished. So I would start right on time going through those modules on a Monday so that I could be done by like even Tuesday or Wednesday would be awesome. Then I had the rest of the week to just implement what I had learned, do my health histories, which are like health consultations that you have to practice all throughout the program. And I could be done. I could enjoy that feeling of being ahead for the rest of the week. So that's what I mean when I say like, stay ahead of yourself. If it's Sunday and that's the first day of the week and you go for a run, like that's amazing. Celebrate that. You've gotten a run done this week. That's so great. And I want to encourage you to encourage yourself with a positive voice. Like, let everything that you do that is aiming in the direction of consistency be celebrated. Praise yourself for that. Get excited about it. Praise yourself for, you didn't totally feel like doing this thing when you woke up, but you found a way to do it and you did it today, and that's awesome, and I'm celebrating you. Let building consistency also be a practice in you building this celebration of yourself. And not for perfection, not for future pressure that you need to always get this right, but just for a daily celebration of, look at this, look at the effort you put forth. This is worth celebrating. Every opportunity that you get, practice being consistent with the things that you want to be consistent with. My dad was so good with this, with working out. I used to ask him, like, you work out so much. You work out more than anyone I know. Like, how are you so consistent with this? And he would just say, I just go every day that I can, so that when I truly can't go, or there's something that comes up that's pressing that I want to go and do instead, like, I don't feel bad about it. And my body doesn't like suffer from taking a break. Feels great to take a break. And I've just kind of always loved that approach. I don't know if it's because I learned it at such a young age. I know there are many benefits to like planning which days you work out and then taking certain breaks and all of that. But to me, that just feels overcomplicated. I just do it every day that I can, so that when there's a day that I can't, it's fine. Doesn't matter. It's like the consistency is just in doing it as often as I can. Let's go back to covering some of the benefits of consistency and being consistent with the things that you value most. One, you get to celebrate sustainable results, meaning 3 months from now, doing the things that are going to leave you feeling your best and being consistent with them. Or 6 months from now, 8 months from now, you're going to look back and be so grateful for the day that you started, because now you're enjoying these awesome benefits of making the change that you just knew in your heart would allow you to be the best version of yourself if you made that change. We all have these inner knowings of, I know that if I shifted this thing, I would feel better. I would show up as my most authentic self. I would show up as the best version of me. And what I love about this is it's unique to each of us. You're going to have different things that you know will leave you feeling your best than the things that I have that I know will leave me feeling my best. And some of them might be similar, but they all get to be unique. You know yourself and what leaves you feeling your best. So focus on you, stay in your own lane here, and give yourself the gift of just practicing consistency with those things that you know leave you feeling your best. Because like I said, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 8 months from now, you're going to be so thankful that you started and that you set yourself out on this path of feeling so good. It's also going to build your self-trust. You're also going to start thinking of yourself. Like right now, you're thinking about, who is the woman that I want to be? But 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you're going to be thinking, I am a woman who does this. And if you listen to the last episode on positive identity, you know it's important and you have permission to start identifying yourself in that way now. But think about this. If you want to be a runner and you start identifying yourself as a runner today, as a way of moving you forward closer to your goal of running consistently, that's going to help you get going and build momentum. But imagine it's been 3 months, 6 months, 8 months of consistent running. You're enjoying it. You're loving it. Think of how much more real and true that statement of, I'm a runner and I love running. Think of how much more real and true those statements are going to feel and how exciting they're going to be. So you'll be able to think of yourself the way you want to. You're going to feel so capable when you see yourself being consistent with the things you care about most. You're going to feel so good. You're going to feel empowered. Like, what else can I do to keep feeling better? And you're just going to have this amazing knowing that you're prioritizing yourself. And there's so much reward in that. I think about with kids. There's a conversation around, like, should we do like sticker charts and things like that? Because a sticker, getting a sticker when you do something good is a reward. But I've also heard the flip side of the conversation of, okay, but do you want the reward to be a sticker, or do you want the reward to just be like, see, how did that feel? Didn't that feel good to do that thing? And I'm still weighing that. I think there's probably positives to both, but I think I lean more on the side of like, see, didn't it feel so good to do that? Like, didn't it feel so good to move your body in that way? Didn't it feel so good to get dressed today? Didn't it feel so good to show up and do that thing even though you were afraid? Didn't it feel so good to try that? Didn't it feel so good to help your friend? And thinking about what is the actual reward that I'm getting from doing the thing instead of just like a sticker or a check mark, which also are not bad, not saying those things are bad, but really putting some emphasis around the reward is in how good it feels to do the thing. Because that's why we're doing the things anyways, right? We're eating healthy because we want to feel good. We're moving our bodies because we want to feel good. We're enjoying our spouse and speaking kindly of them and encouraging all the best parts of them so that we can enjoy our relationship more, have it be easier and more fun. So many benefits. The other thing is I want you to think about, again, that person in your life that you know is so consistent. They show up on time. When they say yes, they mean yes. They keep the commitments that they make. Maybe they're like disciplined. They're consistent. You can think of so many things that like, you know what you're going to get. They're consistent. They keep those promises, all of that. Think of the respect that you have for those people. Other people will probably very likely begin to also trust you more as you're just mellowly consistent. And here's why I say mellowly consistent. I don't think adding a ton of pressure on yourself to be consistent is going to help you be consistent. So what I mean by that is as you're on your journey to being more consistent, I don't encourage you to go and tell all of the people closest to you that you're doing this new thing where you're going to be really consistent. You're always going to be on time and you're going to work out this many times a week and you're going to eat at home this many times a week, because it leaves no flexibility. It leaves no room for mistakes or errors or misplanning or just choosing a different option in the moment, which by the way, you're very much allowed to do on your journey to consistency. And the most important part is that you encourage yourself through those moments. If you've gone and told everyone that you're going to be consistent by doing X, Y, and Z perfectly this many times at this rate, and then you don't do that one time, you're going to feel like you failed. So when I say mellowly consistent, I mean just keep it to yourself. Just know your values, show up, let your results speak for themselves. Don't go and tell someone, this is just my encouragement, you can do what you want. Don't go and tell someone, I'm going to start working out 5 days a week. Instead, just start working out the 5 days a week and let the results speak for themselves. Does that make sense? That's how I have found to make consistency last and let it be sustainable, and also to enjoy the reward, the intrinsic reward that happens within you when you are consistent, rather than needing it to be external and needing external praise and recognition. I think that that can actually make it so much more inconsistent because of that part where the second we fail, we feel like everyone knows that we failed and we feel like we're not doing it, and so we stop doing it. So let the reward be internal. Think of the people who are consistent. Think about what you admire in them. Think about how they are consistent, and just literally, like, let it be easy. What would it look like for me to be consistent in this area? What are the things that would feel good for me? If I was to give you like one recommended action step from listening to this podcast episode, it would be to grab a sheet of paper and write down, these are the things that I know for me personally in my heart would leave me feeling so good if I could be consistent with them. And then just pick one and start building simple, easy, mellow consistency. I always loved saying coaching patient self-control, not like hard pressured self-control, patient self-control, patient self-discipline. Be very patient with yourself. Have lots of grace. I find that's the most successful way to have self-control anyways. So practice just that one area, get really consistent. And if you need support, come get some support in coaching. This is my favorite stuff to work on. I think so often it's just our minds holding us back. It's our minds overcomplicating, making it seem so hard and daunting, which reminds me, like with drinking, I've had so many people reach out to me and say, I really want to drink less, but it's a little bit daunting when I think about it. That's all in our head. If you think about it, it's like, there are thoughts surrounding the idea of drinking less that are scaring you out of drinking less and making it seem like it's going to be this big, bad, scary thing. When if you and I were to have a coaching session and we were to really dig into like all the best possible outcomes and how many great things would come from this and how easy it could actually be and what that would actually look like and how fun it would be and how much joy you would get from it and how good you're going to feel and just like overemphasize all of the best possible things and truly look at how can we make this so simple for you and how can we make it like your thinking around it so simple and so easy and so in favor of who you want to be and how you want to show up. It truly does feel easy and enjoyable. That is the biggest change that I have experienced in the last year. If you follow me on Instagram, I've been talking about this more recently about like, I'm just in awe of looking back and seeing the changes that I have made in my own life in the last year that have left me feeling so good, have left me feeling better than ever, better than I have ever felt, that are more consistent than I've ever been, and ultimately that feel bigger than shifts I've made in the past and more sustainable, but they never felt that way when I was starting. They have felt like the easiest, most subtle, mellow, positive identity. This is just who I am. What are the best possible outcomes? And then actually getting those. And it's been fantastic. And so that is now what I am just feeling so passionate to teach others. Like, this can be easy. This doesn't have to be so hard. Whatever it is, if you want to get better with budgeting, if you want to feel happier in your relationship, if you want to feel happier and better in your body, like if you want to start getting dressed every day, I mean, whatever the habits are that you're saying to yourself, this is the woman I want to be. This is how I want to feel. There is an easier way and a way for you to be consistent. Let it be easy. Let it be simple. Show up. Actually get the benefits from the thing and enjoy the benefits. So those are my encouragements for you today. I am cheering you on. As always, if you benefited from this episode, one, I would absolutely love, I always forget to ask for these, but if you're on iTunes, if you would just tap 5 stars if you loved this episode and give it a rating or leave a review. That is so helpful in me continuing to share this message and reaching other women. So I am so grateful when you take the minute that it takes to do that. And if you loved this episode and you want to share with me some takeaways, I love hearing from the women who are on the other side of my microphone and me recording this and who are actually listening. And I know that as you listen, you're taking this information, you're applying it to yourself, and you're having your own ahas and light bulb moments that are not even things I could have thought of. And so I love hearing those from you. I love hearing your takeaways and those light bulb moments and the things that are lighting you up as you listen. So reach out to me, send me a DM, send me an email, page@pageschmidt.com. And I'd love to hear how this podcast episode is speaking to you. All right. Have a beautiful rest of your week and I'll see you for the next episode. My goal for Aligned Coaching is to help as many women as I can get in tune with a more happy, present, and calm version of themselves. If you've been enjoying this podcast and are ready to take what you're learning to the next level and apply it to your specific needs, then come join me in Aligned Coaching, my highly personalized hands-on program that walks you through the steps you need to take to become the woman you already are deep down inside. I can show you how to access her and make her a part of your everyday life in times of peace, chaos, and everything in between. Together, we create a safe space for you to grow into the woman you want to be with weekly group coaching calls, 24/7 access to written coaching where you can submit a question directly to me and get a response anytime, and Zoom video hangouts to connect with other women in the community, which allows you to learn from their shared experiences and maximize your growth. Not only that, but you will also get new, fresh audio content uploaded each and every week that you can only get as an Aligned Coaching member. Are you ready to grow into the highest level of yourself and experience freedom like never before? Sign up today at pageschmidt.com/coaching.